借着训练，好叫我们能够与他的性情有份。
Through training, we can be partaker of His character.
借着各样的，好叫我们的属灵生命能够长成基督长成的身量。
Through training, we can have the full measure of His life.
这训练呢和管教就有一点点不同。
There's differences in discipline and training.
管教呢，是因为做错了，所以就要被管教、被责打。
Because we did something wrong, we would need to be disciplined.
所以我们就不一定那么喜欢。
We may not like that.
但训练的话呢，就不管有做错或是没有做错，都必须要接受训练。
But for training, no matter you did right or wrong, you need to be trained.
因为主爱我们，所以他要训练我们。
Because the Lord loves us, so He will train us.
好叫他在我们身上拯救我们的心意，能够完全的成就。
So He will fulfill His will that He saved us.
因为他要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
He will lead the sons into glory.
早晨，愿意和弟兄姐妹一同先来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures this morning.
我们请打开新约圣经以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
新约圣经以弗所书，我们从第十五节开始读，读到第十九节。
Verse 15 to 19.
我先读，再请姐妹翻译。因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神。祷告的时候，常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you in love for all the saints, do not ceaseGiving for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. They are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might.
好，第二处经我们要读的是在加拉太书。
In Galatians.
新约圣经加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
我们就读第十五、十六两节。
Verse 15 and 16.
加拉太书第一章第十五节。然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在心里，叫我把他传在外邦中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
But when God, who had set me apart even from my mother's womb and called me through His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son in me so that I might preach Him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult withflesh and blood.
再来请翻到约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
我们从第五节读到第七节。
Verse 5 through 7.
约翰一书第一章第五节，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若光明中行，如同神在光明中，就此相交。他儿子耶稣也洗净我们一切的罪。
This is the message I have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
好，最后一处我们读约翰一书的同一卷书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
是大家都很熟悉的经文，第二十七节和二十八节。
Verse 27 and 28.
约翰一书第二章二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训在主里面。小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若见我们，就可以坦然去，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
For you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but is his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him. Now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we have confidence and not shrink away from shame at his coming.
我们一起低头有些祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你恩典，早晨召聚我们在你面前。
Lord, thank you for your grace that you gathered us this morning.
主，一方面我们能够把感谢赞美来献给你。
In one aspect, I can give you the thanks to you.
一方面，主，我们仰望你在向我们说话。
We look to you that you will speak to us.
主，我们何等需要听见你的声音。
We need to hear your voice.
主，按着我们这天然的人，我们是不能够明白你的话。
According to our natural self, we cannot hear your words.
主，因此我们求你再恩待我们。
So have mercy on us.
主，求你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Give us the wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主，叫我们能够真知道你。
So that we can truly know you.
好叫我们在地上的行事为人，能够与我们所蒙的恩相称。
When we walk on this earth, we can be comparable of the grace we have received.
也叫你在我们身上拯救我们的心意，能够得着成就。
So the will that saved us will be accomplished.
叫你的心得着满足。
Your hearts may be satisfied.
也让你在我们身上得着荣耀。
And be glorified in us.
主，仰望你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.早晨愿意继续一个负担，就是和弟兄姐妹一同来思想，也来操练我们在属灵生命上的学习。
We want to practice the spiritual exercise.
在上一次和弟兄姐妹交通到属灵练那良心的功用。
I shared about the spiritual exercise about conscience.
不晓得弟兄姐妹在过去这几周当中有没有机会在生活里头实际的这样操练。
In the past several weeks, have you practiced that?
弟兄姐妹，这是非常重要的一件事。
This is very important.
如果我们不在生活当中来操练我们这属灵的生命，
If we do not practice our spiritual life,
我们很有可能一周一周参加聚会。
Maybe we attend the meeting week after week.
我们一周一周在主面前听主的话语。
Week after week, we hear the words of God.
但是我们属灵的情形仍然和从前一样。
But our spiritual condition is the same as before.
我们的属灵生命也不能够像主的心意所期盼的那样来成长。
Our spiritual life will not grow as God has expected us.
若是那样，当主来的时候
，If God has come，
或者当我们去见主的时候
，Or when we go to see the Lord，
我们能够在主的面前站立得住吗
？Can we stand before Him？
就在这最末了的一段日子里，
谁
盼望我们和弟兄姐妹一同在神的恩典里头
？In His grace。
我们能够在我们生活当中
，In our daily life，
我们来操练这神所赐给我们这属灵的生命
，We can，
也好叫我们的生活能够来见证彰显主的荣耀。
So our daily life can manifest His glory and testify for Him。
我们知道，在上个月在日本发生了一次九级的大地震。
We know there's an earthquake of level 9。
这大地震也造成了海啸。
It caused tsunami。
造成许多人生命的伤亡
，There's many died，
也造成许多财产的损失
，and property lost。
不仅如此，也造成因着地震的关系，造成那核能电厂所产生的一个灾难
，and because of the earthquake, the nuclear plant has caused damage。
我相信在全世界不少人的心里头都产生一个深刻的冲击
，We have fear in our hearts because of this。
我不晓得弟兄里面有没有在思想这样的一件事。
Have you considered it?
神在这个时候借着这样的一个灾难
，May the Lord through this disaster.
照着这样的一个浩劫，到底神向他的儿女在说些什么？
Through this disaster, what would the Lord speak to us?
我想有一件非常重要的事情。
There's one thing very important.
就像从前在旧约时代，在末了的时候，神借着众先知向他的百姓所发出的呼声。
Through the prophets, the Lord called to us.
神要他的儿女们能够回转来归向他。
He wants the children to return to him.
神不仅要那还没有认识他的人能够悔改到他的面前，
Not only the unbeliever will repent,
就是神的儿女，神也盼望我们都能够真实的回到他的面前，
Also the children of God will truly return to him,
并且能够活在他的面前，
Also live before him,
叫我们预备好来迎接主耶稣基督的，
We will prepare to welcome him, his second coming.
我们知道主他必定要再来，
We know that he will come for sure.
而且他快快就要来。
And very soon.
那我们怎么能够在当我们见主面的时候，我们是预备好的呢？
How can we know that we are prepared before we see him?
我们怎么能够知道预备好我们自己，当我们见主面的时候，我们是坦然无惧？
How can we prepare ourselves when we see him, we have confidence?
当我们见主面的时候，我们在他面前是没有羞愧的。
We have no shame when we see him.
今天主还给我们有一个恩典的机会。
The Lord has grace on us. We have this opportunity.
所以我们实在是需要好好来操练这属灵的生命。
So we need to practice our spiritual life.
上一次和弟兄姐妹提到，在北美的基督徒，我们今天面临一种情形。
In the North America, the Christian faces one.
就是我们实在是有着那过去许多的众圣徒所没有的属灵知识。
We have the...spiritual knowledge that the saints before us did not have.
因为神圣经的真理不仅都完全的解开了。
Because the truth has unveiled.
我们也都领受了。
We have received.
但是我们发现，我们虽然有这么多丰富的属灵知识，
Even though we have the abundance of the spiritual knowledge.
但是我们的属灵生命和我们的生活见证实在是远远赶不上从前许多的圣徒们。
Our spiritual life cannot compare to the saints before us.
就是在中国的基督徒当中，也有类似同样的情形。
All the Christians in the China has the same thing.
在几年前，我有一次机会到中国去有一些服事。
Several years ago, I went to China to serve.
我接触到一些实在是爱主的弟兄姐妹们。
I met some brothers and sisters that love the Lord.
他们对圣经都非常的熟悉。
They are very familiar with the scriptures.
我感觉上可能比我们都还要熟。
I feel like they know the Bible more than us.
他们对话不仅熟悉，他们都还能够在传讲。
Not only they know the words, they can preach the words.
他们心里头实在是火热爱主，侍奉主。
They have zeal in their heart, they want to serve the Lord.
他们也为主辛苦的工作，愿意牺牲摆上。
They labor hard for the Lord and give themselves for the Lord.
但是之后我却发现一件非常奇怪的事情。
But I found one strange condition.
就在这样的弟兄姐妹身上，我们看见在一些基本的生活上面却亏欠了神的荣耀。
In their daily life, there's a basic condition that they fall short of the glory of God.
就是不诚实。
They lied. They are not honest.
不诚实，说谎。
They lied. They are not honest.
而且呢，也随便的容易的发脾气。
They will throw temper easily.
所以我就在思想这样的一件事。
So I consider this matter.
他们这样子明白神的话语。
They know the words.
也那样子为当工作。
And they labor hard for the Lord.
但他们生活当中却不能彰显主的荣耀。
But yet in their daily life, they cannot manifest God's glory.
这其中有一个很主要的原因。
There's one important reason.
就是在我们生活当中。我们缺少属灵的操练。
Because they did not practice the spiritual exercise.
就是我们有许多属灵的知识。
We have the spiritual knowledge.
我们知道的很多。
We know much.
我们甚至也能够讲。
Also we can preach.
但是我们却活得很少。
But yet we do not live it out.
所以你们看见这是这个世代中基督徒普遍的一个情形。
This is a common normal condition for all the Christians.
我们是不是也有同样的问题？
Do we have this problem?
你们也盼望我们不要以为，不要因为这件事情是非常的普遍。
Don't think this is very spread, widespread.
我们觉得这是一个正常基督徒应该有的情形。
We think this is a normal Christian should have.
但你们不是的。
No.
主乃是盼望我们在我们身上能活出一个能够荣耀他的一个见证。
The Lord wants to live a testimony to glorify.
主他把他的生命赐给我们。
The Lord had given His life to us.
乃是借着盼望我们借着我们的生活能够把这个属灵生命给彰显出来。
Through our daily life, we can manifest this spiritual life.
因此在提摩太前书第四章保罗告诉我们
In the first Timothy chapter 4 tells us
他告诉我们说要操练敬虔
We need to practice godliness.
操练敬虔乃是操练向神
Practice godliness toward God.
那向神是什么意思呢
What does it mean towards God?
就是我们必须要能够有神的性情
We need to have the character, the nature of God.
在我们身上必须要能够彰显出神的性格
We need to manifest His characteristics.
叫人能够看见神的荣美从我们身上从我们生活当中能够被彰显出来
So man can see His glory through us.
所以提摩太前书保罗第四章保罗告诉我们说操练身体益处还少
Paul tells us even there's little benefit to exert body.
今天在北美许多的人非常注重我们身体的健康
We pay attention to our body, a physical body.
我们就非常注意我们的吃我们的休息
We pay attention to our what we eat or our rest.
我知道不少弟兄姐妹呢他们也非常注重这身体的锻炼
We know many brothers and sisters will exercise a lot.
感谢主主说操练身体是有益处的
God tells us that it's There's benefit to do bodily practice discipline.
我们这个身体是需要操练
Our body needs to be disciplined.
才能够健康
So we can be healthy.
才能够有力量
We have strength.
但它的益处呢是少的
But there's little profit.
为什么说是少的呢
Why we say there's little profit?
因为它不过呢只对我们今生有一点的益处
Because that only benefits us to this generation.
相较于神所赐给我们那神圣的生命那属灵的生命
compared to the spiritual life that God gave us
因为那个属灵的生命乃是存到永远
the spiritual life will last to eternity
所以神说操练尽凡事都有益处
it's beneficial to you practice godliness
不仅叫我们在今生有生命的应许
not only we have the promise of life in this generation
而叫这个生命呢的益处呢也是存到永远
and this benefit towards eternity
弟兄姐妹我们就发现圣经告诉我们说操练敬虔的益处实在是超过我们所能够想象的
It's beyond our imagination to practice godliness
今天我们如何能够在地上的日子能够来见证主能够来荣耀神呢
How can we manifest His glory and testify for Him?
我们知道我们必须要有一个强盛强壮的属灵生命
We have to have a strong spiritual life
所以当我们这个属灵生命强壮的时候
When our spiritual life is strong,
我们才能够在地上来遵行神的旨意
We can obey His command on this earth.
也才能够胜过仇敌一切的试探和引诱
And we can overcome the enemy's temptation.
叫我们能够过一个得胜的生活荣耀神
so we can have a victorious life to glorify.
那我们的属灵生命如何能够成长如何能够强壮
How can our spiritual life grow?
必须借着我们在生活中的属灵的操练
has to go through the practice in our daily life
也叫我们借着属灵的操练叫我们能够预备好来迎接主的再来
through our spiritual discipline we can welcome his second coming
那在属灵操练上面那我们应当如何来操练呢
how can we exercise the spiritual discipline
我们知道如果我们要操练我们的身体
When we exercise our physical body,
我们知道有弟兄姐妹就参加一些健身俱乐部
Someone would join the gym.
去那里呢啊，有些时候呢，会有那个专业的教练来指导你
There are trainers that can help you.
指导你呢，你的身体的状况应该怎么样子来安排你训练的一个过程
They will arrange a training schedule for you to according to your physical condition.
那如果你照着这教练给你所安排的你来这样照着来操练的话
If you practice what the trainer arranged for you
渐渐的你发现你的身体呢就越来强壮越来越有力量
Then your physical body will be stronger and growing
就像我们的身体一样
just like our body
我的右手臂就比我的左手臂来得强壮
My right arm is stronger than my left arm
我右手能够做的许多事情呢是我左手做的不好的
My right arm can do many things better than my left arm.
那为什么我的右手臂能够做这么多的事呢？
Why can my right arm be do so much more?
是不是因为我是生下来就这个样子？
Am I born like this?
我想不是。
No.
那是因为我是个右撇子。
Because I'm right-handed.
是不是？
Yeah, is that right?
因为我是右撇子呢，我就常常的用我的右手。
Because I'm right-handed, so I use my right hand more often.
当我右手越多之后呢，它的力量就越大。
As I use it more, then it gets stronger.
它就越好用。
It's easier to use.
是不是？
Is that true?
像我姐妹，她是个左撇子。
My wife is a left-handed.
她的左手就可以做好多事情，是她的右手不能做的。
So her left hand can do much more than the right hand.
那是因为她常常来操练她的左手。
Because she and practices the left.
所以她习练的通达之后呢，她的左手就变成她最好用的一只手臂。
So her left hand is more useful.
所以我们的属灵的操练呢，也是同样的。
Our spiritual exercise is the same.
先感谢主，当我们信主蒙恩之后。
Thank the Lord after we are saved.
神借着圣灵就把这属灵生命赐给了我们。
Through the Holy Spirit, God has given us this spiritual life.
在我们里面有一个属灵的生命。
In us, we have the spiritual life.
这生命在我们里面做什么呢？
What does this life do?
神就是盼望我们能够来操练。
God expects us to practice.
操练这个属灵生命，好叫它越来越有力量。
Exercise this spiritual life so it will grow and stronger.
越来越强壮。
Stronger.
它能够遵行天父的旨意。
So that we can obey His commandment.
那这个属灵的生命是我们所看不见的。
This spiritual life we cannot see.
我们刚刚讲到外面的身体呢，我们知道怎么样来锻炼。
In our physical body, we know how to exercise.
能够降壮。
So that it will grow stronger.
但是这个灵呢，在我们里面，我们看不见，摸不着。
The spirit is in us that we cannot touch nor see.
我们上次提到灵的操练，必须是借着灵的功用。
When we talk about the spiritual practice, it's through its function.
Spiritual exercise.
Spiritual exercise.
讲这个灵的操练呢，它必须借着灵的功用来操练。
The spiritual exercise is through the spiritual function.
灵的有哪些功用呢？
What are the functions of our spirit?
我们上次提到主要有三方面的功用。
There are three functions.
良心。
Conscience.
直觉。
Intuition.
还有交通。
And fellowship.
上次有提到，我弟兄姊妹教到良心。
I shared the conscience last week.
然后不是当伯这边的弟兄姐妹良心的良心。
It's not a tumble conscience.
乃是在神所赐给我们这灵的生命里头的那个灵的功用里头的那个良心。
But the conscience that's given us in our spiritual life.
借着这个良心的功用，我们知道什么是对，什么是错。
Through the function of conscience, we know what is right, what is wrong.
什么是神所称义的？
What is righteous to God?
什么是神所定罪的？
What is condemned by God?
上次提到，在我们蒙恩得救之前，我们良心有一点功用。
Before we were saved, our conscience has function.
我们的良心呢，好像也能够叫我们分辨一下什么是是，什么是非。
Our conscience can tell us what is right, what is wrong.
但是我们得救之前的良心呢，有一个问题。
Before we were saved, there's a problem with our conscience.
就那个良心啊，不是那么敏锐。
The conscience was not sharp.
那良心是比较迟钝。
It's slow.
所以到了一个地步呢，这个良心啊，它是根据谁作为良心的标准？
What is the standard for the conscience?
还是根据我们的自己。
It's according to ourselves.
所以有些人他做了错事，做了犯了罪，他还认为说他对得起自己的良心。
When someone did something wrong or commit sin, they still think that it's right. They can be righteous.
那为什么他的良心呢？
Why can they think that?
因为那是他自己的良心。
Because that conscience belongs to him.
他自己做他良心的标准。
He is the standard of his conscience.
但是我们蒙恩得救之后，
After we are saved,
神赐给我们一个新的灵。
The Lord has given us a new spirit.
神洗净我们天良一切的亏欠。
He has washed all our sin away.
借着主的宝血，叫我们良心恢复那清洁无愧的功用。
Through His precious blood, we are cleansed and renew our function.
而且神自己做我们良心的标准。
God is our standard in our conscience.
借着良心的功用。
Through the conscience function.
圣灵叫我们能够知道什么是神看为对的，什么事是神看为错的。
We can know what is God, right to God, what is wrong to God.
好叫我们能够在地上过一个义的生活。
So we can live a life of righteousness.
良心对我们基督徒的属灵生活是何等的重要。
It's so important that conscience is to the Christian life.
在不久之前， 我在新南区基要真理组的弟兄姐妹当中是。
I was serving in the West Office.
那是一组就是New Believers 新信组的弟兄姐妹。
I was serving the New Believers.
当我们交通到罗马书因信称义。
When we fellowship the in Romans the justified by faith.
感谢主，主实在是开启了弟兄姐妹的心。
Thank the Lord has opened all the hearts of brothers and sisters.
大家心里头实在是有这样的一个确实的把握，我们因着信耶稣已经被神称义了。
We have the assurance that we are justified by the Lord because we believed.
我们实在是得着了在神面前称义的地位。
We are justified. We have the position of justification before the Lord.
然后弟兄们、弟姐妹们呢，他们就有一个问题。
The sisters had a problem.
他说：“我们既然有了称义的地位
，We have the position of justification.
那我们在地上。”怎么过一个义的生活呢
？How can we live a life of righteousness？
弟兄姐妹，盼望在我们每一个蒙恩的基督徒心里头，我们都有同样的这样的一个心思。
Hopefully, we all have this thought in our mind.
我们不仅得着一个在神面前被神称义的地位
，We not only have position of justification.
我们也盼望能够在这世上能够过一个被神称义的生活。
We can also live a life that is justified by God.
我们如何能够过一个义的生活呢
？How can we live a life of righteousness?
是借着灵的功用。
It's through the spiritual function.
借着这个良心的功用来带领我们。
Through the function of our conscience to guide us.
叫我们知道什么是神所看为对的，什么是神所不喜悦的。
So that we know what is pleasing to God or what is not to.
而在这里让我们看到灵的功用里头另外一个功用乃是直觉的功用
There's another function in our spirit that is intuition
这直觉的功用呢能够叫我们真认识神
The intuition allows us to truly know God
能够叫我们明白神的心意
And understand His will
叫我们能够在地上过一个讨神喜悦的生活
So we can live a life pleased to God
我知道许多的基督徒，我们蒙恩呢，在生活当中，我们都盼望能够明白神的心意。
I know many Christians want to know what is the will of God.
对于还没有结婚的弟兄或姐妹
，To those are single brothers and sisters，
我们就想说，到底神的心意呢，是要我娶这个，还是要我嫁这一位
？What is the will of God for me to marry this brother or marry this sister?
是不是在我们终身大事上，我们也盼望明白神的心意
？In our marriage, we want to know the will of God.
在我们的工作，在我们的事业上，我们也常常盼望知道说，到底神要我在赐给我的工作是哪怎么样的工作
？And also, we want to know the will of God in our career and our job.
那我们在养育儿女的事上也是一样。
It's the same to for us to raise our kids.
我们也盼望明白神的心意，到底神要我有一个孩子呢，两个孩子，还是五个孩子
？I want to know whether the will of God is for me to have one kid, two kids, or five kids.
所以在好多事情上面，我们都盼望明白神的心意。
For many things, we want to know the will of God.
那我们能够明白神的心意呢
？How can the will of God?
乃是借着我们的灵。
It's through our spirit.
圣灵能够叫我们明白神的心意。
The Holy Spirit allows us to know the will of God.
就是借着我们灵里头这直觉的功用。
In our spirit, we have the intuition.
因为这直觉的功用叫我们乃是从神那里得着那真知识。
The function of intuition is allow us to know the true knowledge.
也只有借着这直觉的功用，叫我们能够明白神在我们身上许多事情的带领。
So we can know the guidance of God.
所以直觉功用对我们属灵生活和属灵操练来讲是非常重要的一件事情。
The function of intuition is very important to our spiritual discipline.
那什么是这个直觉的功用呢
？What is the function of our intuition?
这个在这个社会在人类社会当中呢，这个英文这个直觉啊，它有另外的一个意思。
In our society, the word intuition is used for another meaning.
但是呢？我在圣经里头呢，好像也找不出一个更贴切的字来表达这个直觉的这个功用。
And I cannot find another word that expresses more or better of this function of intuition.
我觉得在以弗所书第一章保罗那里所祷告的里面的一个词呢，我觉得是非常能够来表达这个直觉的功用。
I think through Paul's prayer in Ephesians tells us the function of intuition.
就是说，使你们真知道他。
So that you would truly know him.
这个真知道。
that truly know him.
它不仅是真实的，
it's not only true.
它是完全的，
it's complete.
它是深入的，
it's in depth.
它是全备的，
it's total.
这个知道呢，是在我们灵里头知道。
And we know him in our spirit.
所以这个是我们比较陌生的一件事。
We are stranger to this matter.
那我们比较熟悉的是什么呢？
What are we familiar with?
乃是我们头脑的知识。
We are familiar with our knowledge in our head.
从出生长大一点点之后，我们就开始来累积这个头脑知识。
In our growth, we accumulate in our head.
我们开始上学。
We go to school.
我们什么都学。
We learn everything.
学数学，学语言。
Math or language.
学社会，学历史，学科学。
Sociology, science.
我们也学一些如何待人处事。
Or how to treat each other.
我们也学习做人。
And how to be a man.
那这些的学习呢，它就成为我们头脑的知识。
All these learning, it become knowledge in our head.
这些知识是非常重要的。
It's important to have this knowledge.
因为它教导我们如何在地上呢，如何做人。
Because this knowledge teaches us how to be man in this world.
这些知识呢，也叫我们能够有一个工作的技能。
Also, we have the skill to practice.
所以我们在地上啊，花了好长的时间来学习累积这些地上的一般的这个头脑的知识。
So we spend a long time on this earth to accumulate knowledge in our head.
这些知识是怎么得着的呢？透过学习。
How do we gain these knowledge? It's through learning.
透过别人的教导。
Taught by others.
但是这些都是我们头脑的知识。
We have this knowledge in our head.
我认识弟兄，他不过就三十多岁。
This brother, he's only in his 30s.
他说他一生啊，一生就三十多年哈，他有三十年的时间都在做学生。
He spent 30 years in his life to be a student.
他真的是学了好多好多这个知识和技能。
He learned many skill and knowledge.
他的知识和技能呢是非常特殊的。
He has specialty in his knowledge and
skill. 他能够啊，把我们这么复杂的一个脑啊，他能够把它打开来。
He can open up a brain.
能够把它修复。
And repair the brain.
把不该要的东西呢，把它去除。
Remove what is not necessary.
把受损伤的东西呢，能够把它修理好。
Repair the damage also.
我实在是不晓得这个我们弟兄怎么能够做这样的事情。
I truly don't know how the brother can accomplish that.
他是一个brain surgeon. 他是一个脑手术医生。
He's a brain surgeon.
哎呀，我就没有办法想象。
I cannot imagine that.
我们的脑这么精密，这么复杂。
Our brain is complex.
这脑科手术医生，他们居然能够做这样的一件事情。
The brains can do that.
这也难怪他要花三十年来准备来学习这样的知识。
No wonder he needs to prepare 30 years for this kind of knowledge.
为着我们弟兄所有这些知识和技能，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord that he has this kind of skill and
knowledge. 因为这样的知识和技能呢，在人类社会当中是非常有价值的。
This valuable knowledge and skill in our society.
非常有价值，我想你们明白我的意思。
I think you know what I mean by valuable.
但这些的知识和技能，你发现它的用途呢，是很重要。
These skills and knowledge is very important in its function.
但是呢，同样的，只对我们今生有那个果效。
But it's only effective in our life.
而这些的知识和技能呢，它乃是透过学习而来的。
And these skills and knowledge is through learning.
所以不管我们的专业是什么。
No matter what is our specialty.
无论是做会计的。
Either you're in accounting.
我们也花了好长时间来学习这会计的这个知识。
You have spent a long time to learn the knowledge of accounting.
从初级的学到中级，从中级的学到高级。
From introduction to intermediate or advanced.
那我们学理化的、数理的。
Or a mathematician.
我们是从最基本的加减算术。
You learn addition and subtraction.
学到微积分。
To calculus.
微积分还不够。
Not enough yet.
我还要学什么？高等微积分。
Well, I need to learn more advanced calculus.
这是我们在地上花了好长的时间，我们所熟悉的就是学习的头脑的知识。
We spend a long time to learn the knowledge in our head.
所以当我们蒙恩得救之后。
After we are saved.
我们心里头实在是主的爱激励我们。
God's love encourages.
我们就盼望我们要好好的来追求主。
So we want to pursue the Lord.
我们要来认识主。
We want to know Him.
我们要来侍奉主。
We want to serve the Lord.
所以呢，我们就开始努力的追求。
So we earnestly pursue Him.
但是过不久，我们就发现一个问题。
Not for long, we found a problem.
虽然我们非常努力殷勤的读圣经。
We spend time reading the Bible.
我们追求参加聚会。
And we pursue and attend the meeting.
参加夏令聚会。
Attend the conference.
参加特别聚会。
And all the special meetings.
我们也读了许多属灵的书籍。
We read many spiritual books.
弟兄姐妹，我相信我们的出发点，我们的动机都是好的。
We know we have a good intention.
因为我们盼望更认识我们的神。
We want to know him better.
更认识爱我们的主。
Know the Lord that loves us.
问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
乃是用我们从前我们所熟悉的头脑来学习。
We are learning through the method that we learn the knowledge from the world.
所以当我们越追求，
As we pursue him,
我们就发现我们这个属灵的知识越来越多。
We have the spiritual knowledge.
或许不应该讲属灵的知识，可以说是一个神学的知识。
Maybe it's not spiritual knowledge, but theology.
我们的头脑就越来越大。
Our head and knowledge grow more.
因为这个知识越来越多嘛。
Because the knowledge has grown.
所以我们的头脑越来越。
Our head is growing.
当我们读过圣经读了之后。
As we read the Bible many times.
我们再读圣经。
As we read the Bible again.
这个都读过了。
I have read it.
这听过十遍了。
I've heard the message
这个我都知道了。
I know all this.
你发现神的话语再也不能够进到我们的灵里头，帮助我们这个属灵的生命。
You find that the word of God cannot enter into your spirit to help you.
为什么
？Why？
那是因为都跑到我们的头脑里头去。
Because they all went into your head.
成为那知识
becomes knowledge，
却不能帮助我们的属灵生命。
Yet cannot help our spiritual life.
不能够叫我们属灵生命能够长大。
Our spiritual life cannot grow.
到个地步，我们觉得沮丧。
To the point that we are disappointed.
我们觉得失望。
We have given up.
我们觉得不需要再追求。
We no longer need to pursue.
我们也觉得甚至于不需要再聚会。
We no longer come to church.
因为这些我们都知道了。
Because we know all this.
这些我们都听过。
We have heard.
但是弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们的生活与我们所知道的相称的吗？
What we know is comparable to what we live out.
如果我们的生活还够不上我们所知道的
，Our life cannot reach what we know。
弟兄姐妹，我们所知道的不过就是一些知识罢了。
What we know is just knowledge。
而我们属灵生命却仍然是非常的幼稚，非常的软弱。
Our spiritual life is still weak and premature。
原因乃是因为我们所得着的不过就是外面的知识。
Because what we gain is only the outward knowledge.
是我们头脑里的知识。
Knowledge in our head.
不是我们灵里面的认识。
Not what we know in our spirit.
不是我们从圣灵而得来的那个真的启示。
We have not received the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
我们对神的认识不过是在我们的知识里头。
What we know of God is in our knowledge.
所以我们以为我们都知道了。
We thought we know.
但是我们确实不知道。
Yet we don't know.
所以我们实在是何等需要来操练那功用里头这直觉的功用。
We truly need to practice the function of intuition in our spirit.
认识有一位弟兄是在休斯顿这里，在我们聚会里头蒙恩得救的。
I know a brother who was saved in our
差不多五年前。
About 5 years ago.
他们因着工作的缘故来到这里三个月的时间。
Because of his job, he came here for 3 months.
实在是神的恩典和怜悯。
It's God's grace and mercy.
他们能够在那么短的时间里面有几位同事一起都蒙恩得救。
There are several colleagues were saved together.
那特别要讲到这位弟兄。
Especially this brother.
他蒙恩得救以后，你就看到他整个人改变了。
After he was saved, he changed.
为什么我说他整个人改变了呢？
Why do I say he was changed?
他非常渴慕主。
He was thirst for God.
他非常有追求，就像弟兄姐妹你们刚刚蒙恩的时候一样。
He wants to pursue God just like you.
但是我想你们可能跟他有一件事不太一样的。
But there's one difference between you and him.
就他蒙恩得救之后。
After he was saved.
他就很盼望能够得着，能够更主。
He wants to know God more.
他就到那个西南区叫个书房里头。
So he went off his bookstore.
哎呀，看到什么书他都想买。
He will buy any book.
因为他是喜欢读书的人
，because he loved to read，
所以他很盼望能够读好多的属灵书籍
，so he wanted to read many spiritual books，
来帮助他能够更认识神，能够更认识这位爱他的主
，to help him know the Lord that loved him。
我不晓得你们刚刚信主的时候，你们有没有这样子做过
？I don't know you have done this after you were saved。
他一口气花了200多块钱买了这些属灵的书
He spent $200 to buy so many spiritual books.
我想想我自己刚蒙恩的时候都没有像他这样。
After I was saved, I did not do that.
所以你们知道他心里头的那个向着主的那个渴慕和那个火热是那样的一个热切。
You know that he was hungry for the Lord.
所以他带了许多的属灵书籍回到国内去。
So he brought all these books back to China.
他一下子很快就读完了。
He spent very little time to read it all.
我那天刚好有机会，前几天跟他谈，刚好有机会跟他交通。
I had a chance to fellowship with
him. 我刚说他信主五年。
He was saved for 5 years.
他说他圣经啊，整本他已经读了八遍。
He had read the whole 8 times.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹，你们是不是也像他一样
？I don't know, brothers and sisters, are you the same as him?
但是这位弟兄他却告诉我。
But the brother told me.
他经过这五年，他心里头现在的感觉，他觉得非常的沮丧。
But he felt very disappointed.
他也有一点灰心。
He was disappointed.
不是因为他不爱主了。
It's not that he doesn't love the Lord anymore.
他仍然爱主。
He still loves the Lord.
他仍然渴慕追求。
He still thirsts and pursues the Lord.
但他灰心沮丧的原因是什么
？What is the reason that he was disappointed?
他发现自己知道了好多。
He found that he knows very much.
不管读到什么，或者听到别人讲什么，他都已经知道。
No matter what he read or what he heard from others, he knew.
但是他深深感觉到他的生活却活不出来。
But he cannot live out what he knows.
他没有办法活出他所知道的，他所应活出的那样的一个情形。
He cannot live out the condition that he knows should live out.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们操练这直觉的功用。
So we need to practice the function of intuition.
因为只有神所赐给我们这个新的属灵生命里头
，Only the new spiritual life that the Lord has given us
有这个直觉的功用
，has this function of intuition.
叫我们能够从灵里头。能够真认识神
，so that we can truly know the Lord in our spirit，
能够真知道他
，to truly know Him，
这是我们所应该追求的道路。
This is the way that we should pursue，
是在我们灵的里头，而不是在我们头脑里头。
Is in our spirit, but not in our head。
为了这个缘故，我们需要殷勤的操练我们的灵。
We need to practice our spirit，
好叫我们的直觉的功用能够越来越敏锐。
So our function of intuition will be sharp，
能够越来越。通达
will be sensitive.
所以叫我们无论读经的时候，无论听信息、参加聚会的时候
，no matter when we are reading the Bible or attending the meeting，
我们借着这直觉的功用，能够从圣灵能够来认识
through the function of intuition that we can know the Lord，
能够明白神的心意
，with His will。
弟兄姐妹，这是直用在我们身上的重要。
This is the importance of the function of intuition.
所以我刚刚讲到这直觉的功用用。怎么样子来解释是最好呢
？How can we explain it better, the function of intuition?
就是保罗所说的，叫你们真知道他。
It's what Paul says we need to truly know.
这个真知道是在我们灵里头。
The truly know him in our spirit.
这真知道乃是圣灵的开启。
The knowledge of him is in our in is revealed by the Holy Spirit.
所以为了这个缘故，当保罗写以弗所书给教会的时候，他在那里祷告。
When Paul wrote the letter to Ephesians, he was praying.
因为保罗知道以弗所这卷书所要启示的真理是可以说是最高的一个真理。
Because Paul knows what the truth of in this book needs to reveal is the highest.
因为圣灵感动保罗要向以弗所教会所交通的乃是神永远的旨意。
The Holy Spirit moved Paul to ship the eternal will of God to the church of Ephesians.
保罗他心里他知道一件事。
Paul knows one is hard.
这不是他能够交通叫弟兄姐妹能够明白的。
This is not something he can explain to the completely to the brothers and sisters.
就像在我们中间弟兄姐妹一样。
It's just like the brothers and sisters among us.
我想我们都有神永远旨意的知识。
We have the knowledge of God's eternal will.
我相信甚至有一些弟兄姐妹也能够讲。
I believe that some brothers and sisters can share.
但是我们是不是真知道？
But do we truly know it?
如果我们真的知道
，If we truly know it，
我们在地上的生活
，Then our daily life
完全不一样
，Will be very different。
我们的见证也完全不一样
，And our testimony will be very different。
所以当保罗开始准备要交通这神永远的旨意的时候
，When Paul started to share the eternal will of God，
他心里头明白
，He knows in his heart。
因此他跪下来祷告
，So he kneeled before the Lord and prayed。
他求主基督耶稣的神，我们荣耀的父。
He implored the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory.
赐人智慧和启示的灵我们。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
就是借着圣灵来将那真知识，将那个智慧和启示启示在我们灵里头。
Through the Holy Spirit, He will reveal the wisdom and revelation in our spirit.
我们才能够真知道。
So that we will truly know Him.
因着这圣灵的启示。
Because of the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们能够真认识神。
So we can truly know God.
也叫我们能够明白神在我们身上荣耀的心意。
We can understand His glory as well for us.
叫我们能够知道他向我们的恩召和的荣耀的指望。
We know that His calling is so high for us.
叫我们能够知道他在圣徒中的基业是何等的丰盛。
And the riches of the glory of His inheritance.
也叫我们能够知道他向我们这些所信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
To the believers, His strength of His might.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道吗？
Do we know?
我们实在是需要这启赐人智慧和启示的灵常常在里头开启我们。
We need to ask the Holy Spirit of wisdom and revelation to reveal to us.
好叫我们能够真知道他。
So we can truly know Him.
这真知道乃是越过我们头脑知识的那个知道。
This truly knowing Him is surpasses our what we know in our head.
我想弟兄姐妹，如果你们还记得我们蒙恩得救的那个时候。
When you first believed.
我接触到一些的福音朋友们。
I encountered some gospel friends.
在他们还没有蒙恩得救之前。
Before they were saved.
你发现他们脑袋里头啊，有这个问题，有这个问题。
You see, there's problem in their head.
这三一神呢，是什么意义呢
？What does it mean by the triune God?
这个主耶稣从童女玛利亚而生，这是怎么回事呢
？How can the Jesus born by a virgin?
死人复活又是怎么回事呢
？What does it mean by raising the dead?
当我们用头脑想要来明白这个福音的真理的时候，你发现我们有好多好多的问题。
When we try to use our head to understand the truth in the gospel, we have so many problems.
当弟兄姐妹实在是爱这些福音朋友。
Sisters love these gospel friends.
关心他们。
We care for them.
请他们吃饭。
We invite them to
帮他们的忙。
Dinner and help them.
为他们祷告。
Pray for them.
然后继续跟他们讲，继续跟他们讲，继续跟他们讲主耶稣的福音。
And fellowship to them the gospel.
但是呢，他们一次又一次的有这个问题，有这个问题，有这个不明白，那个不明白。
But they will raise questions many times.
但突然间有一天
，But one day，
你发现他们信主了
，You found that they believed.
他们得救了
，They are saved.
你就发现很稀奇
，It's amazing.
当你问他们的时候
，When you ask them，
他们从前有一个、两个、三个、四个这么多问题
，They have so many questions.
是不是都明白了呢
？Did they understand all that？
他说还是不知道
，They still don't know.
那他们怎么信的呢
？How can they believe？
他说我里头啊，就是相信了。
In their heart, they just believe.
弟兄姐妹，这就是那赐人智慧和启示的灵在人的灵里头所产生的一个功用。
This is the function of spirit of wisdom and revelation.
虽然你的头脑、你的心思还
，Even though you do not understand your heart,
这些问题你还没有找到答案
，You did not find the answers yet.
但圣灵在里头开启了你
，But the Holy Spirit to you.
叫你原本所看不见的。
You cannot see before.
原本被遮住的。
You were covered before.
今天这个遮住的东西被拿开了。
And this veil had been lifted.
叫你心里的眼睛看见了。
The eyes in your heart had seen.
叫你心里面你明白了。
You can understand in your heart.
这个就是直觉的功用。
This is the function of intuition.
它就越过我们头脑一切的思想。
It surpasses all our minds and understanding.
而且这灵里面的认识乃是一个真认识。
What we know in our spirit is the true knowing.
当我们从灵里头认识，这样来认识神之后
，When we know the Lord in our spirit，
并且叫我们能够明白神在我们身上的心意
，We can understand His will to us。
这样的明白就带领我们走地上一生的道路。
This understanding will lead us through our whole life。
所以，当保罗在大马色的路上蒙神的光照之后
，When Paul was shining on the way of Damascus。
他的灵里头眼睛他看见了
In his spirit he sees
圣灵在里头开启了他
The spirit opened his eyes in him
他知道这位在天上说话的就是那位从死里复活的主耶稣
He knows who spoke to him is the resurrected Jesus
当他这样明白之后
When he understood this
他就向主祷告
He prayed to the Lord
说主啊我当做什么
The Lord, He asked the Lord what should I do
我们看见他这样的一个认识
When he knows this
他这样的一个开启
When he was revealed
就带领保罗在地上一生走他的道路。
This guided him for the rest of his life.
他见证说，我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
He bears the testimony that he did not go against the
vision. 这意象就是他所看见的。
This vision was seen by him.
这意象就是他从圣灵所得着的启示。
This is the revelation he gained from the Holy Spirit.
他明白了。
He understood.
主耶稣基督成为他一生的意象。
Jesus Christ became the vision of his life.
成为他奔跑的那个标杆。
It becomes the goal of his life.
就因着这样的一个真认识。
Because of this true knowing.
这样的一个真实的灵里面的开启。
The revelation in his spirit.
保罗在地他没有违背这样的一个意象。
He did not be a division in his life.
弟兄姐妹，我们都需要，我们也都应该祷告，求父神常常将启示的灵赏给我们。
We need to pray to the Lord to give us the spirit of revelation.
好像我们能够真知道他。
So that we can truly know him.
这智慧的灵和我们的知识有什么不同呢？
The spirit of wisdom, how is that different than our knowledge?
我们有了知识，但是我们不一定能够去做。
We have the knowledge, but we cannot do.
就像我们有许多属灵的知识一样。
It's just like we have many spiritual knowledge.
我们知道我们做丈夫的要爱妻子。
We know husband needs to love the wife.
如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
It's just like Christ loved church.
我们有这样的知识。
Gave himself for the church. We know the knowledge.
但是我们却做不出来。
Yet we cannot do it.
因为那不过是一个知识。
Because that is only knowledge.
但是当圣灵如果把这样的一个智慧启示在我们心里头的时候。
If the Holy Spirit revealed the wisdom in our heart,
让我们能够真知道基督是如何爱的教会，为教会舍己。
We know how Christ died for the church and gave himself to the church.
启示就成为我们的智慧。
Revelation become our wisdom.
让我们不仅知道这样的事。
We not only know this,
而且我们能够去行。
We can perform this.
所以这里讲到智慧和启示的灵。
This speak of spirit of wisdom and revelation.
能够将那真智慧赐给我们。
Can give us the true knowledge.
启示的灵能够开启我们的眼睛。
The spirit of revelation can open our eyes.
像我们从前所不认识的。
That before we did not know.
今天我们能够认识到我们荣耀的神。
We can know the Lord that loved us.
我们也能够认识主耶稣基督那复活的大能在我们里面。
We can know his resurrected power in us.
我们也能够认识到神所要得着的基业是何等的丰盛。
We also know the riches of his glory in his inheritance.
叫我们能够忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆来往前直跑。
We can forget what's left behind, we can pursue forward.
所以在约翰福音，主耶稣有一次对门徒说，
One time Jesus told the disciples,
当主耶稣他受难之后，
After Jesus has sacrificed,
复活升天，
he will be ascended.
然后父就按着所应许的圣灵就浇灌下来。
The Father will send the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是另一位保惠师。
He is the Comforter.
他来了要住在我们里面。
He will live within us.
来带领我们。
To guide us.
主耶稣说，圣灵来了就要叫你们明白一切的真理。
Jesus said the Holy Spirit will come and make you know all the truth.
这是圣灵一面的工作，叫我们里头能够真知道、真明白一切的真理。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit so that we can truly know the knowledge of God.
这个明白它的原文另外一个意思呢，来带领我们进入一切的真理。
Another original text means that we can enter into the knowledge of God.
所以神把圣灵保惠师赐给了我们。
That's why God gave us the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，不是只作为我们的一个享受而已。
It's not just for us to enjoy.
弟兄姐妹，今天主为了这样一件事情，他付上大的代价。
The Lord Jesus had paid a big for this.
他就是要叫圣灵能够住在一切信他的人的里头。
He allowed the Holy Spirit to dwell within all the believers.
在我们里面，叫我们明白。
So that within us we know.
叫我们认识。
We truly understand.
也来帮助我们。
And to help us.
进入一切的真理。
To enter into the truth.
所以我们何等需要依靠在我们里面那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
We need to rely on the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这直觉在我们身上的功用是这样的一个这么重要的一件事。
The function of intuition is so important to us.
乃是因为神乐意将他自己并他的儿子启示给我们。
Because the Lord is pleased to reveal His Son to us.
姐妹，有些时候我们觉得说，既然神没让我知道，那我就不需要知道。
I don't need to know Because God did not allow me to know.
在加拉太章，保罗告诉我们。
In Galatians chapter 1 tells us.
他说神爱我们。
God loves.
而且神乐意将他的儿子启示给我们。
And he is pleased to reveal his son in us.
为了这个目的。
For this purpose.
神叫我们的灵活过来。
Our spirit was renewed.
神恢复我们灵的功用。
He renewed our function in our spirit.
神赐给我们这直觉的功用。
He gave us this function of
intuition. 叫我们能够真知道他。
So we can truly know him.
叫我们能够明白他的心意。
So we can understand his will.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
神也将圣灵赐给我们。
He also gave us the Holy Spirit.
叫圣灵住在我们灵里头。
Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
来帮助我们。
To help us.
明白一切的真理。
To understand all truth.
来帮助我们。进入一切的真理。
To help us enter into all truth.
弟兄姐妹，神他愿意我们认识他。
The Lord wants us to know him.
他愿意将那启示赐给我们。
He wants to give us the revelation.
他把一切都预备好了。
He has prepared everything.
我就借用希伯来书第二章那里的一句话。
I will use Hebrew chapter 2.
他说我们若忽略这么大的真理，我们怎么能陶醉呢？
If we have ignored such a great grace, salvation, how can we escape the sin?
弟兄姐妹，神已经借着他的儿子所为我们付上的重价，拯救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
His beloved son has paid a big price for us, to save us from the death.
神今天还要拯救我们。
He will save us more.
他拯救我们的魂。
He save our soul.
将来有一天，他还要拯救我们的身体。
One day he will save our body.
因为他所为我们成就的救恩是全备的救恩。
Because salvation is complete.
今天神为了拯救我们的魂。
Today the Lord wants to save our soul.
为了叫我们的魂能够成为圣洁。
So our soul will be holy.
为了叫我们在地上能够过一个成圣的生活。
So we can live a sanctified life.
神把这救恩都预备好了。
He has prepared our salvation.
神把这灵的功用已经赐给了我们。
He has given us the function of the Spirit.
神也将圣灵住在里面。
And also the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
我们实在是不能忽略这么大的救恩。
We cannot ignore this salvation.
我们实在是要好好的来操练这灵的功用。
We need to practice the spirit of the function of the spirit.
操练这直觉的功用。
Practice the function of intuition.
好叫我们能够对得起主的救恩。
So we can be
worthy
of his salvation.
好叫我们在地上的生活真是能够活出神的荣耀。
And we can live out his glory.
那我们如何来操练这直觉的功用呢？
How can we practice the function of intuition?
我就很快从两个方面和弟兄姐妹交通。
I just want to share two aspects.
第一，乃是要在光明中行。
We need to walk in light.
我们知道神就是光。
We know he is light.
所以今天我们如果要活在神的面前。
If we want to live before him.
我们要真知道他。
We want to truly know him.
我们要明白他在我们身上的心意。
We want to know his will for us.
我们必须要行在光明中。
We need to walk in the light.
因为当我们在光中，我们就与住在光中的神彼此有相交。
Because walking the light means we fellowship with him in the light.
所以我们操练直觉的功用，第一个必须在光明的里面。
To practice the function of intuition, we need to be in the light.
那第二，我们如何操练直觉的功用呢？
Secondly, how do we practice?
我们乃是要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
We need to dwell in the Lord according to the anointing.
这在约翰一书第二章里面所告诉我们的。
This is what First John chapter 2 tells us.
按着恩膏的教训。
According to the teaching of
the anointing. 恩膏就是住在我们里面的圣灵。
The anointing is the Holy Spirit.
好，那我们先讲，那操练直觉的功用呢，必须是在光明的里头。
We need to practice the intuition in the light.
因为神就是光。
Because the God is light.
但是在我们基督徒生活当中，有两方面，我想主要我就归纳两个主要原因，会叫我们带我们离开这个光。
There are two main reasons in our Christian life that will lead us, away from this light.
我们知道神救了我们。
Because the Lord has saved us.
他将他自己的生命赐给我们。
He gave us his life.
他是我们生命的光。
He is our life.
神的目的就是盼望我们能够在光中与他相交。
He wants us to fellowship with him in the light.
我们能够在光中来认识他。
To know him in the light.
但是有两个事情会叫我们离开了神的光。
There are two things that will separate us from the light.
第一就是我们的罪。
First is our sin.
就在约翰一书那边告诉我们。
In First John tells us.
他说我们若 若行在光中呢，我们就与神相交。
If we walk in the light, we fellowship with him. In the
因为神就是光。
Because God is the light.
当我们行在光中的时候呢，我们就看见我们自己的罪。
When we walk in the light, we see the sin.
我们若真实认我们的罪
，we repent our sin.
神儿子耶稣的血就必洗净我们一切的罪。
The precious blood of Jesus Christ will wash our sin.
才能够把我们又带回到神的光中来。
Will lead us back into the light.
所以我们知道罪会叫我们离开了神的光。
So we know will separate us from the light.
罪会叫我们落到黑暗的里。
Sin will allow us to fall into us.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主的恩典，每个主日早晨他带领我们来到饼杯的面前。
Thank the Lord that we come to the communion service every time to sit before the table.
为什么我们必须要围绕在主的饼杯的面前呢？
Why do we gather before his table?
我们就是愿意来到光中与主相交。
We want to come into the light to fellowship with him.
但是我们来领受饼杯的时候
，When we accept the bread and cup，
我们是不是还活在黑暗里呢
？Do we still live in darkness？
我们是不是还住在罪中
？Do we still commit sin？
我们是不是还与弟兄姐妹有不和睦的事情
？There's a not harmony in our brothers and sisters.
如果我们还在黑暗里
，If we are still in darkness，
我们怎么能够与那在光中的神彼此有相交呢
？How can we fellowship with the God that is in the light.
光与黑暗是不能够相交的。
Light and darkness cannot fellowship.
为了这个缘故，主为我们预备了宝血。
Because of this, He prepared the precious blood.
但是只有一个条件。
But there's a condition.
就是我们若认我们的罪。
If we admit our sin.
我们若真实认我。
We truly admit our sin.
神是信是公义的。
God is faithful and righteous.
他必因着他儿子耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切的不义。
By His precious blood, that He will wash our sin away.
弟兄姐妹，我们如何能够再回到光中来与神相交呢
？How can we return to the light and fellowship with God？
我们必须常常的在神面前真实的认我们的罪。
We need to truly admit our sin before God。
圣灵在里面会帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit will help us。
提醒我们。
Remind us。
让我们想起我们的罪。
When we think of our sin，
我们就真实在神面前认罪悔改。
We will admit our sin and repent.
靠着主的宝血洗净我们天良的亏欠。
By His precious blood, He will wash our sin away.
叫我们又能够回到光明中与神相交。
So we can return to the light and fellowship with God.
另外一个原因叫我们离开了神的光的另外一个原因。
There's another reason that we will leave the light.
就是我们的心不单纯。
Our heart was not simple.
我们心里想爱我们的主。
We want to love our Lord.
但是我们又放不下我们所爱慕的。
Yeah, we cannot give up the love of.
在马太福音第五章，主耶稣告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 5 tells us.
主说：“清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。”
The pure heart can see the kingdom of God.
我们今天要在光中与神相交。
When we want to fellowship with God.
我们必须要有一个清单一的心。
We need to have a pure heart.
英文的翻译很好 ，pure.
The English translated to pure heart.
它是一个单纯的。
It's pure in heart.
是一个完全的。
It's complete.
它是 100%.
It's 100%.
它不能有掺杂的。
There's no mixture.
所以当我们的心，虽然我们爱主。
Even though we love the Lord.
但是我们又放不下世界。
Yet we cannot give up the world.
我们的心就不清。
Our heart is not pure.
就不单纯。
We're not, it's not simple.
我们的眼睛就昏花了。
Our eyes is dull.
主说眼睛就是身上的灯。
Lord tells us the eyes is the light of your body.
他说你的眼睛啊，若嘹亮，全身就光明。
If your eyes are bright, then the whole bright.
就是说我们心里的眼睛啊，单一是向着主。
If our heart is simple towards the Lord.
如果我们的心里的心，我们是单单爱我们的主。
If our heart just love the Lord purely.
发现我们全身。就进到这个光明的里头。
Then our whole body enter into the light.
但是我们眼睛如果昏花
，If our eyes are dull，
就是我们眼睛啊，同时看主又看这个世界。
If we see the Lord and the world together，
就是我们的心爱主又爱慕世界里头的。
If we love the Lord and the world together，
主说你的眼睛就昏花
，Then your eyes are dull，
我们全身就黑暗。
Then your body become in darkness，
里面的光落黑暗了。
If the light is dull。
那个黑暗是何等的大
！The darkness is so great。
弟兄姐妹，所以盼望在这两件事情上面，我们好好的来操练。
We need to practice in these two matters。
我们真实的 认我们的罪，悔改在神的面前。
We need to admit our sin and repent before the Lord.
我们必须常常靠着主的宝血洗净我们天良的亏欠。
His precious blood, we need to wash our sin.
而且我们的心，求主保守我们有一颗单纯的心。
May the Lord keep our heart to be pure.
什么时候我们爱了主以外的人事物？
Whenever we love the things other outside of the Lord,
我们的心就不单纯。
Our heart become not pure.
我们的心就不单一。
Will not be simple.
我们心里的眼睛就昏花。
Our eyes in our heart is dull.
我们的里头就黑暗。
We have darkness in us.
我们全身也就落在黑暗的里头。
We fell into darkness.
我们就没有办法能够明白神在我们身上的心意。
We cannot understand His will for us.
所以我们的心。如何能够在神面前保持那单纯爱主的心呢
？How can we keep this pure heart in to love Him？
乃是我们的心必须常常的转向神。
So our heart needs to turn towards Him。
主说，主的话说，我们的心几时归向神
？Whenever our heart belongs to Him。
我们的帕子，那脸上的帕子就除去了。
The veil is removed。
就是说，任何阻挡在我们与神之间的那个罩的那个帕子就除去了。
Whenever the veil stop us from fellowshipping with.
对，我们要常常思念上头的事。
We need to consider the matter of heavenly.
我们要常常心里面要常常转向我们的主。
We need to turn to our Lord.
单单爱我们的主。
Only love our Lord.
当我们的心转向主。
When we turn our hearts to the Lord.
我们的帕子就除去。
Our veil is removed.
我们就能够敞着脸看见主的荣光。
We can see His glory in the open face.
好像从镜子反照一样。
It's like the mirror reflection.
我们就渐渐变成主的形状。
We can conform to His image.
荣上加荣。
Glory upon glory.
如同是从主的灵所变成的。
Is we were changed from His spirit.
这是主在我们身上所要做的工作。
This is His work for us.
让我们能够常常敞着脸，向着他的面光。
We can face His radiance glory.
在他的光中。
In His light.
我们渐渐就变成主的形状。
We can conform to His image.
我们这属灵的生命在我们身上就渐渐的成型，长成满有基督长成的身量。
Our spiritual life grow to His full measurement.
所以，我们主帮助我们，常常的我们的心能够来转向主。
May the Lord help us, our hearts will turn toward Him.
无论在家里头
，No matter in our family，
在工作里头
，In our work，
在聚会里头
，In our meeting，
我们的心总是要向着主。
Our heart needs to turn towards Him.
好，那我们如何按着恩膏的教训住在主里面呢
？How can we live according to the anointing?
因为只有恩膏的教训呢，是直接的教训。
Only the teaching of anointing is direct.
不是从人来的教导。
It's not from man.
乃是主自己在我们里头来教导我们。
The Lord teaches us in us.
兄弟妹，这是新约。
This is a new covenant.
我们今天乃是新约的圣徒。
We are the new covenant.
主与他百姓所立的新约
，The Lord has established a new covenant，
乃是要把律法刻在他们心板上
，is to carve the law in their heart，
乃是要把神的话写在他们的心上
，write His words in their heart。
他们从最小的到最大的都不需要人教导
，from the youngest to the oldest they taught by man，
因为神要亲自的教导属他的儿女
，the Lord wants to teach who belong to Him，
就是借灵在我们灵的直觉里面来教导我们。
The Holy Spirit will teach us through the function of intuition.
这是约翰一书二章所说的恩膏的教训。
This is what teaches us in the First John chapter 2.
他在凡事上来教导我们。
He will teach us in all things.
恩膏的教训呢，不是像吼叫的狮子一样来教导我们。
The teaching of anointing is not like the roaring lions.
我们常常想啊，如果神圣灵啊是像那个打雷狂风来教导我们的话呢，我们不服也得服。
If the Holy Spirit is like a storm or thunder, we have to obey.
但圣灵就像我们主耶稣
，But the Holy Spirit is just like our Jesus.
他乃是羔羊的灵
，He has the spirit of a lamb.
圣灵恩膏在我们里头，常常乃是用那微小、那温柔的声音来教导我们。
The anointing uses whispers in our heart.
他不强迫我们
，He will not force us.
他常常用那说不出的叹息来为我们祷告。
He will pray with a sigh.
因为当恩膏教训在里头来教导我们的时候
，When the anointing teaches us.
你发现是非常的不同。
You will find very different.
当人从外面教导我们
，When man teaches us outwardly，
我们觉得被要求了。
We feel that we were required.
我们知道被要求丈夫要爱妻子。
We know that we are required that husband would love the wife.
我们也被要求说妻子要顺服丈夫。
We know that wife has to obey the husband.
这外面的教导
，This is a teaching from outward.
这外面的要求
，This is required from outward.
我们知道。
We know.
但是我们却做不到。
Yet we cannot do.
但是当恩膏在里头教训我们的时候
，When the anointing teaches in us,
他不仅叫我们真知道
，He not only allows us truly know.
他不仅叫我们明白神的话语
，We understand the word of God.
他叫我们明白神的心意
，Also the will of God.
他还给我们加上力量
He will strengthen us.
他给我们加上安慰
He will comfort us.
他从里面给我们加上我们的扶持
He will give us more strength.
叫我们能够顺服
So that we can obey.
叫我们能够做到
We can do this.
这就是恩膏的教训在我们里面来帮助我们
This is the teaching of not helping us
来教导我们
To teach us.
那恩膏在哪上面来教导我们呢
What does the teach us?
圣经说在凡事上教导我们
The anointing will teach us in all things.
弟兄姐妹，所以你们发现一件事情。
There's one thing that we discover.
因为我们在神的眼中，在神的心中是看为极其宝贵。
We are very precious in the sight of God.
所以神不会把我们这些宝贵属他的儿女们轻易的交给别人。
He will not allow others.
不会交给我。
He will not give it to.
也不会交给常见弟兄。
Or give it to 常见。
你们是属于神的。
You belong to God.
你们是神心中的宝贝。
You are the Treasure of God.
神这样子宝贝你们。
God precious you.
神不会把你们交给人。
He will not give you to man.
神乃是要亲自的借着圣灵在里头来教导你们。
God will teach you through the Holy Spirit.
在凡事上。
In all things.
在大事上。
In big matters.
在小事上。
Or small.
就是最小的事情。
Even the smallest.
神都愿意借着恩膏的教训来带领我们。
He will guide us through the anointing of the teaching.
那并不是说我们就不需要人的帮助、人的教导。
Doesn't mean that we don't need the teaching of man.
我们或许刚刚在属灵里面，我们还是个婴孩。
Maybe we are baby in our spiritual life.
我们读主的话语，我们也不是很能够明白。
We could not understand what the word is telling us.
我们也还没有操练的这个灵的功用，我们还没有操练的通达。
We have not practiced the spiritual matter.
所以神爱我们。
Because God loved us.
他就把弟兄姐妹赐给我们。
He gave us brothers and sisters.
在教会里头，神赐下各样的恩赐来帮助我们。
In the church, He gives all gifts to help us.
但那些的帮助，那些的教导
，all these teaching and help，
乃是要把我们带回到恩膏的教训里头。
Will lead us into the teaching of anointing.
叫我们能够学习，能够操练，顺服这恩膏的教训，住在主里面。
So we can learn and obey and dwell within the anointing.
时间关系，我最后就讲一个例子。
I want to share a mat as example.
有一位决志信主的一个算弟兄。
There's a brother.
他还没有受浸。
He has not been baptized.
就在那他决志信主还没有受浸的那当中的几个月。
He had committed to leave, but he has not been baptized.
那一次聚会。
He attended a meeting.
那个家庭聚会。
There's a family meeting.
那当时呢，我们不知道他家里面有什么难处。
We did not know there's a difficulty in his family.
不知道他和夫妻之间，他和妻子之间有什么样的难处。
There's a difficulty between the spouse.
他们有一个极大的难处。
They have a great difficulty.
就是他们在财务上面啊，不能够啊配合的好。
They cannot agree in financial matter.
所以呢，他们财务呢不能够同心。
They don't have the same heart in financial.
所以丈夫呢就有自己的银行账户。
The husband has his own account.
妻子呢也有自己的银行账户。
The wife has her own account.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹之间有没有这个问题。
I don't know you have the same
problem. 但这个财务上就在他们夫妻之间的关系啊，产生一个很大的一个挑战。
This financial matter causes great challenge.
叫他们在属灵上面的追求和认识也都受了拦阻。
It causes a hindrance in their pursuing the spiritual life.
他们就参加，就是也是主的带领，就这样的一个家庭聚会。
God has guided him to attend this.
那聚会那一天呢，主就讲到夫妻财务的合一。
We were sharing the harmony of financial manner unity.
那当然，我们不知道这对夫妻他们的问题。
We didn't know the problem between them. 然后
在聚会中，我们就照着神的话语呢，来交通这个夫妻财务的合一。
We were sharing through the words of God.
很奇妙的，他这对夫妻啊，就听了一次。
The couple just heard once.
然后他们就回家了。
Then they went home.
之后我才知道。
Later on, we find out.
这个弟兄呢，他跟我分享这个见证。
The brother shared with me.
他说他回家之后。
After he went home.
他就跟他的妻子讲。
He told his wife.
他既然主的话、主的命令、主的心意。说财务夫妻要合一。
If the word of God tells us we need to be unified.
因为这是基督与教会的合一的见证。
This is the testimony of Jesus Christ unified with God.
既然主说夫妻要合一。
spouses need to be unified.
他说那我们这样子那个银行账户分开来就不好了。
It's not good that we have separate accounts.
他们就这个弟兄啊就跟妻子那我们还是合在一起。
We need to have one account.
那你们这是一件很小的事情。
This is a very small matter.
这个弟兄甚至都还没有受浸。
The brother was not baptized.
那你发现他里头有恩膏的教训。
You found that they are teaching anointing.
不仅叫他明白在财务上夫妻的合一是荣耀神的。
Not only that he knows the financial matter of harmony, unity is very important.
不仅叫他能够知道夫妻财务的合一呢是讨神喜悦的。
This will please God.
而且他能够做到。
He also can do.
这件事情就把夫妻两个人的关系 reconcile.
This reconciled their relationship.
不仅把他们之间重新的累积很长的问题一次就解决了。
This resolve all the problem between them.
也这个弟兄和姐妹，他们很快，这弟兄很快也受浸了。
Then the brother got baptized.
他们两个在主里面的属灵生命也有非常美好的成长。
Their spiritual life grows.
弟兄姐妹，这是恩膏的教训在我们里面。
This is the teaching of anointing in us.
这恩膏在凡事上要教训我们。
That teaching will teach us in all matter.
约翰怕我们信不过。
John saw that we cannot believe.
他体贴我们实在是信心软弱。
He thinks our faith is weak.
他再说这恩膏是真的不是假的。
He tells us the anointing is true, not lie.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是盼望主也能够来这样子来带领我们，来操练我们的属灵生命。
May the Lord lead us and teach us to practice the spiritual life.
叫我们来习练这直觉的功用。
So that we knowhow to practice the function of intuition.
我们能够在凡事上，我们能够从恩膏来得着教训。
In all manner, we can receive teaching of anointing.
叫我们借着恩膏，我们能够真认识我们的神。
Through the anointing, we can truly know our Lord.
我们也能够真知道他向我们的恩召是有何等荣耀的指望。
We can truly know his calling has such glory.
也叫我们能够知道他在我们身上，在圣徒们中间。要得的也是何等的丰盛。
Also the riches of the glory of his inheritance in all.
并且叫我们也能够真知道他是这些所信他的人在我们身上他所要显出的能力是何等的浩大。
And also that all the in all saints the strength of his might.
弟兄姐妹，主来的日子实在是近了。
Dear brothers and sisters, his second coming is near.
我们还能够有这样属灵操练的机会实在是不多。
We don't have, we have very little opportunity to practice our intuition.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
叫我们能够来靠这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
By the anointing, we can dwell within the abide in the Lord.
这样，当他显现的时候
，When he appears,
我们就可以坦然无惧。
We will have confidence.
当主再来的时候
，In his second coming,
我们在主的面前也不至于惭愧。
We will not shrink away from him in shame.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.